My name's Josh. For me, they're pretty much our everything. They're our past, they're our present, they're our everything. It's what makes us us. You know, for over thousands of years, we've been watching, observing, and everything that we get is from our elders. But unfortunately, a lot of that's been taken away. But it's still there. It mightn't be direct descendants, but we do have elders. I spent my time in and out of, you know, correctional centres most of my life. I left here probably last year about this time. Got out, finished my parole. Was working water management for First Nations up in Swan Hill. Yeah, I just come back just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Being in and out of prison our whole lives, unfortunately, we don't get a chance. When it comes to bail and you're facing charges that have put you behind bars, we're on remand. We're guilty until proven innocent. And that's how it is. For myself, I've got caught on the 24th of this month. I'm possibly going home. But I think the issue for myself and for a lot of us brothers is just the drug and alcohol.
Yeah.
That was my issue. I know a lot about where I'm from, who my mob is. I'm lucky in that sense. I know a lot about my culture. It's just struggling and addiction is probably the worst. And when I left here last year, I got my parole. So I had 9.5 months. My first parole ever. I turned 31 today. I first come to prison when I was 17. And it's just been, I probably had 1 year out for one birthday. I really do think it's time that I do seek probably a rehab. I've got a partner and I've got my kids and all that, but I think it's time that I seek a rehabilitation centre. Yes. Because I'm thinking to myself, right, I come to jail, I do all these years inside, I think I'm clean. But the struggle don't start until we get out the door. And as we were saying earlier throughout the court system, they should acknowledge the trauma, the pain, the hurt that comes through generation. It's not just, oh yeah, I've grown up and I've created a problem. I've had this problem from birth. If you look at most Aboriginal people, who doesn't have anxiety, depression? And another thing that I've noticed for them is they're teaching all these other cultures at school. What about our culture for our people? Because it is quite sad that over the time that I've come through, I've met that many brothers that don't know where they're from. And from a young age, they should be put into their head straight away. We're very important people. They should have more stuff for connecting families. Because you know what? I've grown up with my mother and father my whole life. Never done drugs, never drank, never done nothing. Mm. My mother and father. Mm. Married for 38 years. I go home, I feel disconnected. I don't even feel like I can have a conversation with them. I've tried just about everything else. Mm. And just come back. It is a struggle once we get released. Yeah.